Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Great People TV with me, Ben Ibrahim. And tonight, we're talking about building your very own mental toughness. How do you do that? Well, our guest tonight will help us answer that and much, much more. But before we go to the mental toughness chapter of Great People TV, as always, please follow our social media handles, which is YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and we'll be working on TikTok very, very soon. Don't you worry about that. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our mental toughness expert / mental toughness rock star, Wong Yu Jin, aka Jin. Jin, hi, friend. Welcome to Great People TV.
All right. Thanks for having me, Ben. It's good to see you once again after it's been years since we've chatted properly.
Yeah, well, you're a hard man to get because you're always running a workshop, doing videos, doing podcasts. You're a man in demand, which is really, really great to see. But just for our audience, I just like to tell everybody that Jin, or Eugene, is he's a great friend of mine, very smart guy, Monash graduate, commerce law, and then studied a nutrition degree, practiced in the legal field for quite some time. And then he said, no, my passion is actually engaging with people and teaching people about leadership, training, and development. And over the last few years, mental toughness. So Jin, maybe you can tell our audience, how did you get into this space after being a corporate when you first graduated from university all those years back?
Yeah, so those days, I think you could imagine, Ben, that being in law, being in investment banking in the corporate world is a really, really highly competitive, very stressful kind of place. And when I left the corporate world, I wanted to do something totally different. So I decided to go in more into taking care of myself, both physically and mentally. I was burning out during those times. And in fact, I was going through a very rough patch in my relationship too. So I decided then to switch to something totally different, which was wellness. And the wellness bit started with me taking care of my physical self. And I got really deep into it. I told you, as you've mentioned, I did a degree in nutrition. But the one that really changed me was when I went into sports science. So I went to get a certification from the International Sports Science Association in the US. And they taught me about sports psychology. And the concept of mental toughness came from there. And that's how a lot of the athletes, what's the difference between a top athlete and someone who's normal? It is mental toughness. And I just grew it from there. I decided to repurpose it for corporate people and entrepreneurs and salespeople. And then it just took off.
Now, that's a really, really great story. The question that I have for you right now is, how do you build someone's mental toughness? Because I'll be very honest, Jin, it's a very, very sensitive topic. Because someone might say to you, what, you think I'm not mentally tough? I work very hard. I work 16 hours a day. You know, I make sacrifices just as much as anybody. I'm a father. I'm a mother. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't take salary in running my business and all of the above. So how do you assess someone's mental toughness? I'm sure you get that question every day.
I think this word mental toughness is often misunderstood. But the common way people look at mental toughness or strong or tough mind is that they've been through a lot of difficult experiences. You know, a 60, 70-year-old businessman who's gone through all those ups and downs would say he's mentally tough. And I said, yes, you're right, because mental toughness do come with experience and age. But the truth is, mental toughness often is not looked at as a system. So the way I teach mental toughness is that you don't have to go through all those difficult times in order for you to have mental toughness strategies. In fact, you can learn it as a system. And that's how 25-year-old entrepreneurs and athletes and top performers can still have mental toughness because they have a strategy. They have a system working around it rather than some kind of loose way to say that you have a strong mind. I teach it as a structured system in order for people to implement it into their daily lives. And you can teach it even to an 8-year-old child, mental toughness when it comes to taking exams or taking care of bullies or building social relationships. All those things require mental toughness. It's one of those life skills that every single person would need.
Well, tell us about your clients. I mean, don't tell us their names, but tell us in terms of the wins that you get from them? Like, maybe give us a bit of a case study. I don't like to use that word case study. It sounds very MBA or like we're at a postgraduate course somewhere over the weekend or something. But tell us about maybe some clients that you work with. Where did you take them from A? They were in a very probably tough point in point A, and then you took them to a very glorious land of point C. And tell us also about the tools that you use from your organization, your business, that made them go from A to C.
Right. I think the best example will be what happened during COVID. And the people who suffered the most, especially here in Singapore where I'm residing, was when the insurance professionals, because they couldn't go out and meet clients. They didn't do any kind of closing online, and they just stuck at home. So for 2 years, they didn't have that kind of income. They have no salary, unlike a lot of employed people. So, and what's the differentiating factor between someone who could thrive in a time like this compared to normal times is mental toughness. And the people I've coached or the people who have attended my programs, not only did they survive during COVID times, they thrived. They actually took bigger market share. And the way to do it, I mean, the way to find a solution to prospect or to build leads, there is no one right way. But you must have a strong mind to continue to build and find that solution. And when that's the difference. It's the same thing with an athlete. What's the best way to become a number one? There's no best way, but it's refining that skill or that strategy or finding and trying things out until it doesn't work and then finding more of them. That's the way to success. So I feel that the greatest success I've had during the COVID times was training insurance professionals to really grow. And there were whole agencies that I trained where they actually doubled their sales during COVID times. And the difference, the product's the same, the clients are the same. The difference is just that mental toughness. And I'm sure you appreciate it as someone who's done so much sports broadcasting, sports commentating. It's that difference in that mindset.
I do agree with you. I didn't want to give out my opinion because this episode is about you and not me, but I fully agree with you because something that I always tell junior presenters or aspiring commentators, look, you can have a nice voice, you can have a handsome or beautiful look, but if you don't have the desire and the attitude to constantly reflect on yourself to go forward, you're not going to last 5 minutes in this business. But that's exactly. Just my view of mental toughness, and I think it's very, very similar to yours, and that's why you and I are friends. Yeah. However, just towards the tail end of this episode here, Jin, what do you use as a mental toughness example towards other people? I mean, let's not use the Roger Federers and the big branded names or the Stephen Robbins of this world. No name required. If you had to show a successful person, not so much because of his wealth or whatever, but because of his traits or her traits for that matter, what do they have that makes them mentally tough? A tangible example, for example.
Okay, I would like to give the audience three traits. And it's really easy to remember because they all start with the letter C. I call this the three C's of mental toughness. And the first C is composure, the ability to really know how to manage your emotions, know how to manage that feeling of being lost or the anxiety or the stress that comes in, which is constant in sales, in leadership, in sports, even in studying. So all that feelings is normal. But the ability to compose yourself, especially when the pressure is high, that's the most important one. That's number one. But composing yourself is just not enough. You must be able to do the second C, which is concentrate. And to concentrate on the right things, which is to concentrate on your work, on getting more clients or building your team, or in sports, it is concentrating on your training or winning the next tournament or building your mindset. So it's concentration. And that because there's so much distractions in the world today, left, right, and center, everybody's asking for your time. So concentrating is important. And the third one has to do with your inner self, confidence. You must believe that you can succeed. You must build that inner self-belief and trusting yourself, trusting the system that's given to you. So with and there are many ways to build self-belief, but one of the my favorite ones, and really very simple one, is just to tell yourself that you can succeed every day. So when I wake up in the morning, and I wake up very early at 5:30 in the morning, every single day, I still look in the mirror and tell myself, you know, you are a winner. You can win the day. So whatever is that meaning, winning that day, right? I think these three C's is something that I teach people in my workshops. And but even if you don't go through the workshop, you already understand that it's important for anyone to succeed. You need to have these three C's of mental toughness.
Such a great, great compact story right there. So I'm going to use a C as well. Jin, just tell us where we can find more information about your company. If our audience, because our audience are people who like to grow to the next level in their professional and personal life. So where can we find out more information about you and your company that provides building mental toughness services?
All right, it's really simple. I called myself the mental rock star. And and that rocks, the mental rock star. The rock star is not really about me. The rock star is building people who can be rock stars in their own field. And I actually wrote a book. It's called Mental Rock Star. You can see here. And this is a 250-page book that I wrote mainly during COVID times in order for people to be stronger. And it's really simple. You can get everything about me on my website, which is the name here, mentalrockstar.com. My speaking gigs, my professional coaching, and of course, you can get the book itself. And I have a gift for everyone listening in today. All right. And of course, because it's Ben Ibrahim's show. So if you go to my website, mentalrockstar.com, scroll down a little bit, there will be a pop-up that comes up. And this is just fill up your name. And currently, there is a free entire book. The entire audiobook is given out. So that's not just a 5-minute audiobook. It's a 5-hour audiobook. And it's free. So all the strategies, including the three C's and all the rest of it, the Rockstar Framework, you're going to get it for free.
Only because of Great People TV. Thank you so much, Eugene, for this wonderful episode. Look, I've always loved, and also everyone, if you do want to look at Eugene's LinkedIn as well, it is very, very entertaining. There's videos, there's quotes, there's photographs. Really, you look at the stuff that he does, especially with the reels, how he coaches a sales force with all those physical exercise. Because here's a little secret. Eugene once told me something that changed his life was going to the gym. And that's when he was once upon a time a very plump individual, and then he became a very fit individual. And now he's the most confident individual in the world. And that's why I have invited him here on Great People TV. Jin, it's been a fantastic episode. As I always tell our guests, if you ever want to come back on Great People TV to shout about your next book, your next workshop, your next anything successful, because I know you are a winner, you win the day, just hit me up with a WhatsApp, my friend, and we'll have you back on board ASAP. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Ben. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Wish we have more time, but till the next time.
Till the next time. Keep being the mental toughness rock star that you are. Take care, my friend.
All right. Cheers, buddy.
And that is how you build mental toughness in 20 minutes. But if you do want to find out more information, a very special gift from Wong Eugene, just go to his website and then you can get the book for free because of this great episode of Great People TV. But before we go, everyone, thank you for watching. And as usual, please follow all our social media handles. We are trying to practice mental toughness every day by growing the Great People TV business. How do we do it? We grow it with fantastic guests like Wong Eugene. I'm Ben Ibrahim, and it's been a pleasure to have you here on Great People TV tonight. Until the next episode, catch you next week and stay safe.